Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with us.
Glad to be here.
Today we're going to be looking at couples counseling.
Ooh.
You know, how to make it work for your relationships.
Yeah.
You sent over this great article called Value of Couples Counseling for Improving Your Relationship.
It's a good one.
And we're going to really try to dig into it, you know, see what it has to say.
Absolutely.
So we want to look at the different approaches that therapists are taking.
Mm-hmm.
What are the benefits that couples can expect?
Right.
And, you know, I was reading through this article and it's so interesting how there's all these different kinds of therapy. Like they even have this one where they have you tell your relationship story.
I know.
Like a narrative.
It's fascinating.
So cool.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So let's jump right in.
Yeah, let's get into it.
One thing that really struck me about this article is that it doesn't really talk about couples counseling as a last resort.
Right.
It's really promoting it as something that you can do at any stage in your relationship.
Absolutely. I think that's a really important point. You know, a lot of people think of it as like, oh, this is the last ditch effort to save our relationship.
Right.
But it can be really helpful at any stage.
Yeah.
Whether you're just starting out or you've been together for years.
Yeah, for sure.
There's always something to learn and grow from.
Okay, so let's get into these approaches then.
Yeah.
They're called types of couples therapy, but I kind of like to think of it as like a toolbox, you know?
I like that analogy.
With all these different tools.
Yeah.
So the first one that they talk about is reflective listening, which, you know, kind of sounds pretty self-explanatory,
right?
But I'm assuming it's a little bit more than just like not interrupting each other.
It's definitely more than that.
Okay.
It's really about deeply listening to your partner and understanding their perspective.
Okay.
You know, not just hearing their words,
right,
but really trying to understand the emotions behind them.
Okay.
And their intentions.
So instead of just hearing what they're saying, you're trying to get at how they're feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a skill.
Gotcha.
You know, it takes practice.
Right.
But when you get good at it, it can really transform the way you communicate.
So it's like active listening plus plus.
Yes, exactly. Right. Active listening on steroids.
Gotcha. All right. So next up, we've got emotion-focused therapy.
Mm-hmm.
This one seems to go a little bit deeper, right?
It does. Yeah. Emotion-focused therapy, or EFT.
Okay.
It focuses on identifying the negative cycles that couples get stuck in.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, for example, one partner might withdraw during conflict while the other becomes more critical, and then that just makes the first partner withdraw even further.
Right.
So it's about recognizing those patterns.
Okay.
And understanding the emotions that are driving them.
So it's not just what you're fighting about, it's why you're fighting that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And once you understand those underlying emotions,
right,
you start to change the pattern.
Okay, cool. So then there's solution-focused therapy.
Yes.
How's that one different?
So solution-focused therapy is really good when you have a specific issue that you want to address.
Okay.
Like maybe disagreements about finances or parenting decisions.
Gotcha.
It's less about delving into the past and more about finding practical solutions.
Okay, so it's more action-oriented.
Exactly.
Okay, I can see how that would be appealing to some couples who really want to see some progress, you know?
Right.
But would you say that it's just a Band-Aid solution?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, some people might argue that.
Right.
But it can be really effective.
Okay.
In helping couples overcome those specific challenges.
Okay.
And build momentum towards positive change.
Gotcha. So it might not solve everything.
Right.
But it can get you moving in the right direction.
Exactly.
Okay.
It gives you some wins.
Now, this next one, I'm really curious about the Gottman method.
Yes.
It sounds very structured.
It is.
Research-based.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
John Gottman has spent decades studying what makes relationships succeed and fail.
Okay.
And his method uses very specific techniques to help couples manage conflict constructively.
Okay.
One of his key concepts is the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Ooh, that sounds intense.
It is. These are communication patterns that are really destructive.
Okay.
Criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling.
So the Gottman method is helping you identify those and avoid them?
Exactly.
Okay.
It helps you recognize them and then gives you tools to communicate differently.
But is it all doom and gloom?
No, not at all. It also focuses on building deeper understanding and connection.
Okay.
It emphasizes the importance of shared meaning rituals of connection and turning towards each other's bids for attention.
That's interesting. So it's kind of like a balance then between the negative and the positive.
Exactly.
Okay. And I also read that they offer workshops too.
They do.
In addition to the therapy sessions.
Yes. Okay. So the workshops could be a great starting point.
Gotcha.
For couples who want to learn the basics.
All right. And last but not least,
yes,
we have narrative therapy.
This one's interesting.
This one's a little different.
It is. Narrative therapy views relationship problems as stories that couples tell themselves.
Hmm.
It's based on the idea that we construct our realities through narratives.
Okay.
And those narratives can sometimes become limiting or unhelpful.
Okay. So instead of seeing themselves as like broken or incompatible,
right,
they can reframe their challenges as part of a larger story.
Exactly.
That they have the power to rewrite.
Yes. It's about taking ownership of the narrative.
Okay.
And finding new meaning in their experiences.
So it's like you're the author of your own love story.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Wow. This is fascinating stuff.
It is.
I feel like I'm already gaining a whole new perspective
good.
On couples counseling. But before we go any further,
yeah,
let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about the benefits. What can couples really expect to gain from this?
Let's do it. I think it's really cool how couples counseling can help people feel empowered to make positive changes in their relationships.
Yeah, and the article highlights some tangible benefits too.
Right.
So let's get into those.
Okay.
The first one is understanding relationship dynamics on like a deeper level.
Right.
Which seems really important.
It is.
You know, if you're constantly having the same fights over and over again.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, imagine a couple where one partner withdraws during arguments.
Right.
And the other one feels neglected.
Yeah.
You know, emotion-focused therapy could help them understand that pattern.
Right. So it's not just about resolving the conflict in the moment.
Exactly.
It's about understanding why it keeps happening.
Yeah, like you're getting a behind-the-scenes look.
Right.
At your own love story.
Yeah, and taking responsibility for your own role in it.
Absolutely.
Okay, the next benefit is creating a safe space for honesty and vulnerability.
That's a big one.
Yeah, how important is that?
It's essential, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we hold back our true feelings.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Because we're afraid of hurting our partner.
Right.
Or starting a fight.
Or making things worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So couples therapy provides that neutral environment
okay.
where you can practice expressing yourself openly.
Right. Without judgment.
Yes, and yeah. without retaliation.
It's like having a referee.
I love that analogy.
For your relationship.
Yeah.
So you can kind of let your guard down a little bit.
Exactly.
All right. Understanding each other's perspectives is another big one.
Yes.
I mean, we all get stuck in our own heads, right?
We do. We absolutely do.
Yeah.
We see the world through our own filters.
Right. It's like those optical illusions
yeah.
where you can see two different images.
Exactly.
Depending on how you look at it.
And therapy helps you develop those empathy glasses.
I like that.
So you can see things from your partner's point of view.
So it's not about agreeing all the time.
Right.
It's about understanding
exactly.
where they're coming from.
Even when you disagree.
Okay, what about having a sounding board?
Yeah, that can be really helpful.
Yeah.
Especially when you're feeling lost or unsure how to move forward.
Right.
Because the therapist can offer guidance
right.
and support without taking sides.
It's like having a wise friend.
Yeah.
But without all the baggage.
Exactly.
You know, I used to think that couples counseling was only for people who were
Roll.
Like on the verge of divorce.
Right.
But I realized that it can be helpful for any couple.
Oh, absolutely.
At any stage.
It's not just about fixing problems.
Right.
It's about strengthening your communication skills.
Yeah.
Deepening your connection.
So it's like preventative maintenance.
Exactly.
For your love life.
Yes. Yeah. And just like you wouldn't wait until your car breaks down to take it to the mechanic.
Right.
You shouldn't wait until your relationship is in crisis to seek help.
That's a great analogy.
All
okay.
Right.
The last benefit we'll touch on is regaining lost trust.
Yes.
Which obviously is important if there's been like infidelity or something.
Right.
But I think it can apply in other situations too.
Absolutely. Because trust can be eroded over time
yeah.
by smaller betrayals,
right?
Like broken promises or emotional neglect.
Yeah.
So therapy can help you work through those issues.
Okay, so it's not just about apologizing.
Right.
It's about taking action to rebuild that trust.
Exactly.
This is so eye-opening.
It is fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like we've just scratched the surface here.
Me too. There's so much more we could talk about.
I know, we're running out of time.
But before we wrap up.
Yeah.
Let's just recap what we've covered.
Okay, so we've talked about different types of therapy.
Right. Reflective listening, emotion-focused therapy.
The Gottman method.
Yes.
Narrative therapy
mm-hmm.
and all the benefits.
Understanding relationship dynamics, creating a safe space for vulnerability, rebuilding trust.
It's like a whole toolkit.
Exactly.
For your relationship.
And remember, it's not just for couples in crisis. It can be beneficial at any stage.
So true. Okay, before we move on,
yeah.
I want to leave you with something to think about.
Yeah.
We've talked about all these different approaches, but if you could choose one to try,
right,
which one resonates with you the most?
What aspects of your relationship might benefit most from that approach?
That's a great question. I take some time to reflect on that.
Yeah.
And keep exploring the world of couples counseling if it feels relevant to your life.
Absolutely.
And for more information on everything we've talked about today,
yes,
be sure to check out the show notes for links to all the resources we mentioned.
Very good.
All right, let's take a quick break and then come back to wrap up our deep dive into couples counseling. And we are back. We've been talking all about couples counseling.
Yeah, really diving deep into it.
You know, different approaches, the benefits. And one more thing that this article mentions is that couples counseling can help you regain a sense of hope about the future of your relationship.
That's so important.
Especially when you've been struggling.
Right, because it's easy to get discouraged.
Yeah, and feel like things will never change.
Yeah, you start to lose sight of the good things.
Right.
But counseling can help you reconnect with those positive feelings.
Okay, so it's like hitting the reset button.
Yeah.
And starting fresh.
Exactly, and shifting your perspective.
Right.
From this is hopeless to we can work through this together.
Now, I've heard some people say that couples counseling can actually prolong a relationship that's ultimately doomed.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, therapy can't guarantee a happy ending.
It can't.
For every couple.
Right.
But it can give you the tools to make an informed decision.
Yeah. And sometimes couples realize that they're better off going their separate ways.
Right.
But they do it with more clarity and understanding.
Okay.
Rather than resentment and bitterness.
So it's not about forcing people to stay together.
No.
It's about helping them make the best choice for themselves.
Exactly.
Whether that's staying together or parting ways. Mm. Well, we've covered so much ground today.
We have.
From the different types of couples therapy to the benefits.
It's been a great conversation.
Yeah. As we wrap up this deep dive,
What's
the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I think the most important thing is to remember that seeking help is a sign of strength.
Okay.
Not weakness.
Yeah.
It shows that you're committed to your relationship and willing to put in the work.
And it's an investment in your happiness.
Absolutely.
And the future of your relationship.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to this deep dive into couples counseling.
Hopefully you found it helpful.
We hope you learned something new.
Yeah.
And feel empowered to create strong and healthy relationships.
Absolutely.
Until next time. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep those relationships strong.
We'll see you then.